You will listen to a lecture on the transformation of the cinema as an industry. Listen to the lecture and answer questions 1 to 8. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Listen and answer questions 1 to 5.
Cinema has witnessed an extraordinary transformation since its inception way back in the late 1880s. The cinema was first developed in a few huge and popular cities in the world, for example, Paris, London, and Berlin. It was an extraordinary entertaining medium, and soon the medium gained popularity and was able to pull audiences in large numbers. As more and more people developed an interest in the cinema, it was no more restricted to big cities. It spread to small towns and the countryside too. In the 1920s, the great picture palaces were introduced that often posed tough competition to the glam and glitz of traditional institutions of theatre, such as opera houses, even overtaking them at times. Cinema still continues to dominate the entertainment industry today. If we talk about the leading countries involved in the invention of the cinema at that time, the list included Britain, America, France, and Germany. However, the French have played a pioneering role, followed by the American filmmakers, who also helped Chinese, Japanese, and Russian filmmakers. Apart from exporting the art of filmmaking, artists from these regions and also other regions such as Denmark and Italy contributed to the aesthetic appeal. Moreover, they developed cinema in terms of aesthetics, with Russia, Italy, and Denmark making artistic developments in the field. Gradually, cinema grew into a global industry with increasing competition. America emerged as the biggest player, who also used that position to devise its own export policies for maximum profit. Consequently, from around the beginning of the Second World War, it began to rule the film industry.
Before you listen to the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 8. Now, answer questions 6 to 8.
The US moved its filmmaking center to Hollywood, where many movies were made in Hollywood studios and exported to different countries. Their business remained more profitable than competitors for several years and continued to influence other regional film industries. The French cinema failed to maintain its position in the market, while Swedish artists gave comedy and some epic movies, but couldn't sustain this for long. For one thing, Hollywood movies were a complete package with an artistic appeal and had impressive narratives and amazing special effects. Furthermore, Hollywood was capable of spending extensive amounts of money to hire professional technicians and artists from Europe, which assured its leading position in the film market. It cannot be denied that the appeal of cinema today is largely because of the incorporation of technology. From the analog cameras of the past to the digital cameras of today, autonomous drone cameras, constantly advancing editing technology, and 3D printing and cloud-based technologies, there are fewer or no restrictions with the physical presence of actors, location, or time. And all this has collectively made it possible to create films within specific budgets. Although this can impact jobs in the film industry because machines and technology are likely to replace workers, especially in the editing team, the efficiency and convenience in the process of filmmaking because of these advances outweigh the disadvantages for the business. For the next class, I want you to present a case study on the evolution of filmmaking.